WMFO Digital Clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. And now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's 2+ of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dog daring you since 1990. It's the best way to start a new year that I know of. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour and 15 minutes. We'll just call it the midnight 15 hour. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks and months. We only get to do a New Year's Eve program here once every 6 years or so at Bubbles in the Think Tank. So we're going to make the best of it and give you a lot of party action tonight. And with that, we're going to try to keep it quiet until it's time for the radio obituaries. So let's have a party together right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Let's get in the mood, a real groovy mood. Let's have a party. Let's get in the mood, a real groovy mood. Let's have a party. Sitting down looking sad and blue. You know tomorrow wasn't promised to you. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Don't sit around and get old and gray. Put your clothes on, baby. Let's go out and play. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Thank you. sit and have a ball. You don't live but once, and baby, that's all. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
That's all we need is just a little bit of song and music at our party. That's all we need. That's all we need. That's all we need at our party. Nagamo, Nimi win, Onijishin. A little bit of song, a little bit of dance. Party, party, a certain outdoor type of party. Nagamo, Nimi win, Onijishin. Party, party, that's all we need at our party. Nagamo, Nimi win, Onijishin. Yeah. Sha shaggy wag.
Happy New Year. This is Colonel Sanders. Why don't you start the new year off right? Make a few good resolutions and keep them. Well, for one, you might resolve to eat Kentucky Fried Chicken once a week. That's an easy one to keep because everyone loves our finger-licking good Kentucky Fried Chicken. And you will, too. And if one week you break your resolution, I won't mind. Just have Kentucky Fried Chicken twice the next week. Thank you.
tales most every day. Followed my instructions closely every way. Never, never seemed to get on. Never learned a doggone thing till I clipped a coupon. Sudden success to bring. Why, they smiled and they laughed when I sat down to play. I'm the life of the party now. Why, the boy's okay, I heard the people say. I'm the life of the party now. Now there's a little girl over there who always said you're a fool. But now she has that come on stare.
Rock, 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 what a school.
And so I play and I pay and pay and pay. I'm the life of the party now.
Next, Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. the story of America's favorite family of the Footlights and of their fight for security and happiness against the concrete heart of Broadway.
It's about an hour after the closing curtain of the opening performance of Westchester Furioso now, and at the cast party being thrown by wealthy Jacobus Pike, we see all of our friends, Mary, Harry, Pop, Calvin, and Greg, as they read the reviews.
Oh, boy, the reviews are great. And look at all these congratulatory telegrams.
Oh.
Here's one here that says, congratulations, sir, to Greg Marlowe, to the backstages, and to Pop Beloved.
Who signed that?
We can hardly wait for you to come home to the big city, John Lindsay.
John Lindsay?
Right. You have a tone in your ear?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you what.
I see. All right. Hello.
I think maybe my hearing aid was up a little bit high or something.
I thought I was getting some kind of feedback. I thought we were picking up the state police.
Well, anyway, you are all wonderful, and...
Here's another telegram I have here. It says, congratulations to you, Pop Beloved, to...
Mary.
To Mary, and... Where'd all the crowd go?
They're there.
Oh.
That's and, why I fell for those curtain calls, like the audience had left.
Yeah. And it said, congratulations, we can hardly wait for you to come home to the big city. Signed, I know it'll be wonderful, John Connell.
Look at this one. This one says, congratulations on a wonderful show. Mayor to be Wally Ballou.
And look at this one. It said, on third and long, try a pass. President Nixon.
Well, that's a type of humor that we certainly enjoy here at this cast party being thrown by wealthy Jacobus Pike, backer of Westchester Furioso.
Here's another one that says, take two and hit the right. Signed, Casey Stengel.
Hey, Mary, why don't you give us that hit song that you did in the show?
Oh, no, you won't want to hear me.
Sure we do, Mary. Everybody does.
Sure we do, Mary.
I'll accompany you at the piano, Mary.
Good. Go ahead, Mary. And remember it, you're doing it for all of us.
Sing,
all right, Greg. Maybe just one chorus or so. All right, if you would play the piano.
State police are outside. They want to come in.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with Mary singing, do you, Calvin?
I don't know what it is.
I never can hear this song enough, even though we've had it in rehearsal for weeks.
She's not, though she seems to be.
The piano sounded perfect, too, Bill.
It is sad when you think of her wasted life. For youth cannot mate with age.
Sing it, Mary.
And her beauty was sold for an old man's gold.
Throw her a fish.
She's a bird.
Quiet, sir.
In
let's
a
be a little
quiet.
Check. Let me
beautiful.
Get out of here.
Beautiful, Mary.
Let me get out of here.
Pop, why don't you give us your show-stopping dance number? Well, I don't mind if I do.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, hit it, Professor. Hey! Hey! Be careful, Pop. The floor is a little slippery here.
Oh, very good, Pop.
Oh, my.
And so, Pop Beloved takes a nasty spill. Will he be able to return to Harry's role in tomorrow's performance? Be sure and join us then when we'll hear wealthy Jacobus Pike say,
I guess I'll have to do the dance myself.
That's in tomorrow's exciting episode of Mary Backstage, Noble Wife. Word Carr speaking. Thank you.
I gotta be
rockin'
me,
swingin'
in the
blues.
Responsibility only to oneself. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of pleasure. The new Declaration of Independence for the teenager around the world. Then when it starts to fade, the old world returns to what it was. Come over to a similar apartment in the village. Smoke a joint, burn a little grass. Pot party, roach party, mainliner, skin popping, shoot some crystal. The language of the narcotic and marijuana user. The language of a large and ever-increasing number of teenagers. Starting in high school on benzodrine and dexedrine pep pills, it is not long before many soon graduate to marijuana. The teething biscuits to a whole generation of adolescent psyches. And if marijuana is the appetizer, the advent of the space-age technology has provided the main course. Lysergic acid diethylamide. LSD, the crazy acid. To use it is to take a trip. A trip in the world of mystique, religion, and self-knowledge. For others, it is a trip to the emergency ward of the nearest psychiatric hospital. For some, it accentuates the beat. For some, it quickens sexual desire. For some, it is the release of sexual inhibitions. But whatever it is, teenagers are going for it. A drug that can be made in the kitchen sink is hard to stop. And may be the forerunner of a new drug society out of some science fiction writer's imagination. Will drugs pave the road to destruction for the now generation?
They had a tater mashing, skirt popping, country slapping time last night. Kind of swing and get together last night. Yeah, yeah, in the corner stood my man Pete.
Get it, Pete.
He couldn't dance for the head bad feet.
Woo!
And way across the room was poor Pete's girl, trying to twist her fine self right out of this world. There were boys.
Girls at the party,
every shape and size. Yeah, yeah, there were boys and girls and boys in every shape and size.
Girls at the party last night.
We had a soul twisting, lip smacking, back snapping time last night. Thank you.
tomorrow will we get? Can I watch you play roulette? May I stay up late for supper? Is it awfully, awfully open?
Gigi, you'll drive us wild. Stop, you silly child.
Is everybody celebrated, full of sin and dissipated? Is it hot enough to blister? Will I be your little sister?
Gigi, you are absurd. Now, not another word. Gigi.
Let her gush and jabber. Let her be enthused. I cannot remember when I have been more amused. Oh!
Stop it!
The night they invented champagne, it's plain as it can be, they thought of you and me. The night they invented champagne, they absolutely knew that all we'd want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout to everyone in sight that since the world began, no woman or man has ever been as happy as we are tonight.
The night they invented champagne, it's plain as it can be,
they thought of you and me.
The night they invented champagne, they absolutely knew that all they want to do is fly to the sky on champagne and shout everyone in sight that since the world began, a woman or a man has never been as happy as we are now.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. That was indeed right about 30 minutes. And we got so much more party silliness to go on our way up to midnight and then to the radio obituaries. We wish you all Happy New Year here from your friends at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Check, check, check.
Oh, I'm sorry. I think I've taken your drink.
Oh, no. My pleasure. Can I get you one of your own?
Oh, no, thank you much. Here's mine. This is yours. Sorry.
Are you connected with one of the embassies here in Washington?
My husband is, yes.
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 It's a happy party.
It is a happy party, and it's such a relief after the strain of those endless sessions.
It is a relief. It is. I think they're relieved all over the world.
Yes.
De Gaulle told me when I was in Paris that,
yes,
that he feels that, I mean, just personally among the leaders, that there's such an easing of tension.
Yes, there has been an enormous easing of tension all over, despite everything.
Yes.
The tension is easier, and I think that's the most important thing.
Oh, of course.
You know, no matter what happens, if you can relax with it, it will work itself out.
I always say, if Macmillan drinks his milk, we don't have a thing to worry about.
How very witty. I must remember that. If Macmillan drinks his milk, that's marvelous, marvelous. That is wonderful, wonderful.
It's not the first time I said it to Jack Kennedy last night.
Oh, really? Did he laugh?
Yes, well, he has a wonderful sense of humor.
Yes, he does. Despite everything, he still has a sense of humor.
Yes, that's right.
I think it's so important.
Oh, well, you have to keep your sense of humor about you.
Yes, if you can laugh at the world will laugh with you.
Absolutely.
Yes,
I tried to make that clear to Khrushchev, and I...
He has
no sense of humor.
But he might in his own language, you know. But it's so hard
to... It is a peasant sense of humor.
Yes, that's very good. It's a very good point, because it is a peasant sense of humor.
It's a peasant sense of humor.
And that it's so Russian.
It's a peasant.
Yes. Yes, it's very good.
Yes.
Very good. Yes, I'm going to remember that. Are you at the embassy?
No, I do Mrs. Kennedy's hair.
I didn't recognize you. Now I'm all a flutter. I had no idea I was talking to a celebrity.
Hello, baby.
Hi, honey.
There's a rockabilly party Saturday night.
You gonna be there?
I got my invite.
You gonna bring your records?
Will do.
I'll bring Perry.
I'll bring Ella. We'll be swinging, 'cause I'll be bringing that Frankie fella. Don't forget that new Fats Domino too. And the latest disc by Mr. Pat Boone. Elvis,
a mo sugar.
I'll bring Andy.
And some new cuts by the crew cuts will come in handy. Yada da 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 da. I can hardly wait to be with you when they dim the light at the Rockabilly Party Saturday night.
Don't forget Teresa and a big supply of Matt King Cole and that Mitchell guy.
And Dinah and Sarah and Georgia too. And especially for me, bring you. I'll bring Patty.
I'll bring Haley.
We'll bring Monty and Bella Fonte and Pearly Mae Bailey.
Takes two to tango.
By the way, put Johnny Ray on your list.
Several versions of this thing, and this next version we dedicate to all the members of Alcoholics Unanimous.
Somebody call?
And we got a charter member right here. 'Twas not for a new year. I was stewed to the eyeballs.
Christmas.
I mean, there's ice plastered in too. Nothing was stirring except the mixtures and highballs. The bottles were lying on the bar we care. In hopes that some customers soon would be there.
and Ma in her bonnet, and me in my hat, were settling down for a New Year's Eve bap. When a sign there arose such a disorder, I hastily swallowed a bourbon and water.
Water?
Well, actually, it was 7-Up, but that didn't rhyme. A bear keg on runners came over the snow. You should have seen what was making it go. It was drawn by 6 elephants.
No. Elephants.
Huh?
Elephants.
Elephants. Big and pink. I hastily reached for another drink. Perched on the back like a real big wheel was a little old fat man who was running the deal. With his red little nose and his round little tummy, he looked every inch like a regular rummy. A long, weedy beard hung down to his knees. Thought for a minute I had the DTs. He spoke my word. Went straight to his task, and all by himself he drank up a cask. And wiping his mouth, which was foamy with beer, he laughed, and he belched, and said, "Happy New Year." He didn't know what night it was either. And back to his beer keg runners he sped. And to his 6...
Elephants. Elephants!
You scared me. Elephant, loudly he said. Up Seagrams, up Shelley's, up PM and old Crow, up Calvert's, up old Granddad.
No.
Well, what do you know? This I heard him exclaim as he rose out of sight, and I gulped down his shot and passed out for the night.
Early in the morning for the break of day, the party just started to getting underway. All the girls sitting round nice and clean, while the boys stood digging the scene. All night long blowing bebop sounds, and that jive ain't moved a soul. Then somebody broke out with some low down blues, and the house jumper ready to roll. Are you talking about a party? Jumped up with her feet in the air and start dancing all around the ceiling. She said, "Oh, my stars, just look up. Yeah, they playing the music with a feeling." I say, "Look at here, Mom, now what's the deal on you?" She said, "I'm from Newport News." She said, "There ain't many things that I like in this world, but I'm crazy about the honky-tonky blues. You talk about money. Jumped in through the back door, bumped against the table, knocked a cake on the floor. He looked around with a real sly grin, then fell on his knees and did it in. Some chick thought it funny, she got to sniggling and giggling. She said, "Look here at this pig." But my boy jumped up with 2 stones in his eyes and ran back and tightened the wig. You talk about it, buddy. About the time they got to serving barbecue, in jumped Boogaloo with his gal and crew. They ate the spare ribs and all the potato salad too, and didn't even take time to say thank you. They were dragged up a storm from their head to their toes, and sure wore some jive style clothes. Then they walked out the door to come back no more, and splitting the 98-0s. Are you talking about?
Party all by myself. You thought you'd leave me sitting on the shelf, but you'll find out by and by I'm not gonna sit at home and cry. I'm having a party all by myself. I'm gonna get happy and have some fun. You'll find out, baby, you're not the only
you do.
Well, let's have a party, a party for two. You'll get to know me.
No, you do.
Well, bring down that heart of yours. Give my heart a break. Let's have a party, because my heart, it just won't wait. Now let's have a party, a party for two. You'll get to know me.
No, you do.
Life will be so grand. There's so much. You know my love is true, but I just can't live without you.
Well, let's have a party. Oh, a party for two. You'll get to know me.
Know you too.
Got a little notion what a party can be. There's a royal welcome waiting where the skies are blue. But join the celebrating, that's the thing to do. You've got to see Hawaii in Aloha Week, so make a reservation right away for every little smarty head for the party today.
Heading for the party today. to a party one Saturday night. It should have been over at 12 o'clock, but it lasted till the morning light. Some cat got up with an oddball beat, and everybody was glued to the floor. Then when he got down, a band got rhythm, everybody was calling for more. The party went wild. Well, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So I grabbed me a chick and swung her around. She went round and around like a top. I said, stick to me, baby, let's tear up the floor. I don't think I ever want to stop. She said, go, man, go, I'll be right along with you even when the band gets hot. Well, baby, if the band gets any hotter, I think I'm gonna blow my top. The party went wild. Well, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The party went wild, oh, yeah. House, the party was going strong. The bop, the flop, and the monkey twist, anything just couldn't go wrong. I said, hey everybody, I'm on cloud nine and I'm feeling mighty tall. Don't worry about me, I'm gonna be alright. I'm up here just having a ball. The party went wild. Well, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we danced all night to the rhythm of the band. Everybody had a swinging time. It was getting late, about 5 o'clock, and I was still doing fine. Then the party was over and the boys went home, and they took home all the chicks. Well, I said, little baby, this means us too, but this party I'll never forget. The party went wild.
Yeah.